Well, we are supposedly live. Supposedly.
Well, and I'm refreshing.
I'm hoping everything is set up.
I've
got the pop-out tab up here. We'll see if that actually works this time. Last time it did not work. It screwed up after we lost the internet connection one time. I could not get the pop-up to read again. This time I'm hoping it actually stays. And if it doesn't, I'll get rid of it because...
Well, I was about to say, worst case scenario, if it comes down to it and we keep losing the internet 80 times like we do,
we'll end up having to record again.
Well, not only will we have to record, but if we wanted to stick with the live stream, I could just give you my sign-on shit. We could try to do the Xfinity, like, mobile Wi-Fi shit that they have set up.
Oh, fuck, I better turn that off.
That
would have been bad.
Yeah.
My speakers were still active on the computer, and since I have a separate speaker system and a separate mic system, would have been bad. So, are we live?
Yeah, we're live.
We're live?
Nobody's in the chat, but we're live.
Nobody is here. Okay.
That's me. So, that's us.
We see everything.
Damn right.
Well, let me do this. Let me share.
Oh, here they come.
People are here.
I'm not seeing nothing. What the shit?
We got stuff.
Send to review.
God damn it. Live chat. Fix.
We just bumped up.
Hey, there we go.
Well, a lot of people start showing up anywhere around 10, to be fair. So that's the reason we bullshit at
for
the start
five
of the
minutes.
Episode.
Hey, right. we got the books in.
We did. We did get the books in.
And the dude was super cool. Because he got a hold of Bill, and the dude saw how much we threw down and was like, do you guys all want a copy? And Bill was like, fucking sweet.
Nice.
So all of us have a copy of the first and second issues of Super Squad. They're downstairs on the table in a box.
I was about to say, Shane just holds out his
Super Scouts?
Or Super Scouts,
yes.
Yeah. Why the fuck did I say Super Squad?
Just because.
My brain is fried today, all right?
You're fine.
And I've been up since like 5:30, so...
Oh, you mean like how I was yesterday, where I got woke up at 4 a.m. by my cat, so I said, fuck it, and just sat and played Paper Mario till I had to go to work?
Kinda. But the dude was cool enough to send us those as well, so all of us have issues of that we can read. And then we've also got the special ones for collector value stuff.
Nice.
So...
Stuff.
Yep. Yeah, so that was actually really cool, but those books finally came in, and our name is in the book.
Nice.
Why does everyone keep asking about Ultraman stuff today? No, we're doing the DVD review.
I don't know what's going on there, but that was happening to me last night, too. People were like,
Ultraman?
Ultraman, right? And I was like, what?
No.
Did I say something that I forgot? Like, what?
I think it's because in the Discord, since people have finally joined the Discord,
yeah,
they've been talking random shit about Ultraman because I guess there was a
Ultraman Day.
Yeah, it was Ultraman Day, and there was like some collection that came out. Yeah.
Oh, I saw that. Now that you're mentioning,
Birth of Ultraman came out.
I almost wish I would have thought about that. We would have.
They've also been talking about the Kamen Rider villains, since it looks like Super Wiki, aka Bourbon, in the Discord has a. Finish that shit out.
You got any bourbon?
Not any bourbon?
No? Why would we have bourbon?
If regular fucking poison, that's why.
Sorry, Scout, we had to do the bit.
So if you are a normal person, where is the bourbon?
At my house,
at
in a cabinet.
House.
It's down
at the liquor store, and the only way to get it is you gotta ride your bike!
I am not.
It's in space!
I am not regular
in the Lost Galaxy. Fucking shit! Fucking Power Rangers better get those trans dagger things and fucking make us a damn scotch. Let's do this.
So, we are going over more of Lost Galaxy.
It's
time
daggers,
to cut through
right?
the rest of episode two. And then,
after we finish the rest of episode two...
We will be talking about the biggest fucking theory that has ever been dropped on this show, ever. It's fucking huge.
And as I was sitting downstairs listening to Bill and Scott talk about it, apparently we're going to wrap everything up with a whittle bow.
Yep, going to wrap the entire fucking series that we have seen up to this point in a nice whittle bow.
Which, for some of us, that's two episodes.
Yeah.
Not me for once!
Yeah.
I got up to six! I got through six, which is what Bill told me to watch to. So I'm set for episode 7 the next time I have to sit down and watch this show.
That's okay. Me and Shane are through 15, yeah. And technically I fucked up, so I'm through 16.
I'm ready. I'm ready for part two.
That's episode 12. That's episode 13. That's episode 14. That's episode 14. That's episode 15. Oh shit! Why does Netflix say 17 and I have 16 ready to go? Ah fuck!
It's because you acted to Mickey.
No, it's because I stopped to make hamburgers for dinner. Forgot what I was doing.
So, this is episode 217, Lost Galaxy Review Part 2, and Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
Nick the Paladin, dude, let's do this.
By the way, if you guys hear any weird noises, it's because it's hotter than a motherfucker in here, and we got a fan going. So, just to let you know.
And drinks.
Yeah, and drinks.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. So here we are. Last we left off, Leo ran into the portal and Kai... Wait, what's his name?
Yeah, Kai.
Kai was like... No, wait, don't go,
no,
fuck.
Wait, stop, come
on. No, wait, stop, don't.
Yep.
Don't do that.
No, no. Don't jump through that portal. That's
Man,
obviously about to close behind you before I can even catch up.
I tried. He's just too fast.
Damn.
Got away from me.
I was so shocked and stunned that he easily got out of my shoulder grab.
Right.
So, we are... going to bring up one thing, and it's a Seth thing, and he is right. I went back, and just to guarantee this episode today, I rewatched from the very beginning of the series before coming in here today. To say this army is disorganized is putting it lightly.
Yep.
Evidently, you just show up on a transport, and you just leave on whatever fucking transport you want to get on. And there's literally no tally system whatsoever.
Yep.
You just get on the transport and go. Because the main fucking guy, the captain, or admiral,
commander. Yeah, he's a commander because I looked it up. He's
a commander.
Only an 05.
Okay, so the commander...
Because I looked it up.
The transport that he was
05
in...
05 is... Hold on, it goes second lieutenant, first lieutenant, captain, major, colonel. So he's a colonel.
No, hold on, because I literally did say that I might have...
regardless,
or he's a lieutenant colonel.
Regardless,
he's
that
05.
Man's transport
right.
had his number one officer, who didn't come back, and they were just like,
Fuck him,
he must be on another transport.
And that commander is on the other transport, while his number one is... in
somewhere.
Another...
But that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. He's lost.
He came with the commander.
Yeah.
So...
in a
Shouldn't
galaxy.
He leave with the commander? No. In this army, they just drop you off, and then they randomly pick you up, and if you get picked up, well, good for you, man, you're in the army now. And
oh.
if you don't get picked up, welcome to Moonosphere life.
That's why I said
Army,
05, because...
Navy, yeah. Air Force, Marines!
Yeah. No, it's literally, it's because Navy is the first time you can reach commander, and that's 05. Okay. So, yeah. But either way,
I mean, this is the Space Army. So,
right.
Commander,
so who knows
Commander, I have an idea.
Shit.
What if we take a tally of everybody that gets back on the ship?
That's not how we do things.
That's
here.
That's too much work. We gotta get back to Terra Venture.
Court martial for that stupidity.
We're hours away from launch.
It's time for a fucking drumhead. Time. Yep, you're being brought to the drumhead trial. Fucking this motherfucker tried to say something smart. Shoot him. Moving on.
What's my crime? Common sense.
Common sense.
Bang.
Shoot him.
What's his crime? He's human. Q, get the fuck out.
What's my crime? He's human.
So yes, the Terra Venture military just drops you off. Picks you up randomly. If you make it, you're in the army now. If you don't, you're left on the Moonosphere to fucking die, and we got shit to do.
A.K.A. another Starship Troopers training squad.
Yep.
There is a castle on the Moonosphere they could live
you
in?
You could... Well, I don't think there's...
Oh, no,
well,
don't
okay.
think about that.
There's some kind of food in the castle because Squat and Babu were eating sometimes.
Bill!
Yeah, but
Bill,
to be fair...
there's a putty machine. You make a monster that can give you food. Done.
That's assuming, well, you can.
But considering the fact, though, that the Machine Empire also lived in the castle for, like, a year or two, I'm pretty sure the milk's gone bad by
now. Yeah, whatever food was there probably went bad.
If
so.
It's in a can,
and to be fair,
I don't
fine.
Think they've got spam and on the moon.
Fucking Slim Jim.
A little fucked.
And let's be real, I ain't gonna...
Well, it's an off-brand. It's Spoon.
And let's... yeah, fair enough.
Let's be real, I am not eating anything that Squat and Babu ate.
Wait.
Enough.
That dude's a creepy flying bat monster thing, and I don't know what the other dude was.
Wait, we have easy access to space. Just fucking Grubhub it. Done.
Actually, with TerraVenture and shit.
You might not be wrong. I don't
with
want that
TerraVenture and space traveling is now possible.
30 minutes or less?
Well, 30 minutes or less. Fucking just launches it on cargo rocket.
It is possible, Boom. But it is possible, but we don't know the extent of it, because obviously you can't just take rocket ships and fly around. We have
right.
TerraVenture, and then we have
the Astromegazord.
The Astromegazord, and that's
And which
that's
the Astromegazord...
Well, that's not the Megazord, it's the Megaship.
Yeah.
It can't
get
turn
to
into
that
the Zord.
Thing.
And to be fair, that shit's on TerraVenture, so I mean... Yep. Half a dozen and one.
Yeah, he's right. And that shit's on TerraVenture, so...
Because it seems like it's their only goddamn ship.
Yeah.
Which, by the way...
They didn't even make, like, a type of space force thing.
By
like
the way...
ships that could fly around and defend the
Which
outside
Which is a horrible idea.
By the way, I didn't bring it up, obviously, because it happens in this episode, so I'll wait.
So anyway,
he looks Kai's the face.
Yes,
Kai looks
let's
sad.
Let's celebrate the practice training, except for this guy.
Man, yeah, everybody's right. really excited that they ran around while things exploded.
Yeah, except for Kai,
They're
who's
like,
pissed off because he lost his
would-be his entire
girlfriend.
Team.
Well, no, he only lost his would be girlfriend and his leader,
Man, and the guy he looks up to.
Yeah.
Because he looks up to Mike, you can see it.
Yeah, so he's bummed about losing them. The other guy, fuck the other guy.
But the other guy, he's pretty happy about.
Yeah, the other guy, he was like, He got
he's
away.
Like, oh, man. But here's my question. These guys are running back, and I'm thinking to myself, wonder what this conversation's going to be like when they get back to the transport ship. Dude, man, I passed that exercise, man. I ran like crazy. What'd you do? Did you run like crazy? What was our objective, by the way?
No,
I think
I
accomplished it.
I didn't
I'm not
run.
Sure.
I didn't run like crazy. We got to the first marker. They told me to sit there, and then I won.
Yeah. But they told me to get to the first marker, and my teammate almost blew up.
They said, get to the marker!
Did you complete your objective? Because I don't know what it was.
It was to run around.
But I get a gold
put
star.
Put people in
yes.
single spots to sit there and wait while things blew up.
Yep.
And then go back very excited.
And sometimes,
you're a marine now.
The area that you wait at
you're a
blows up.
You're yeah. a fucking tureen.
Shit! Frank blew up six times.
Yeah.
Stand in this spot while stuff explodes. You're a marine now.
You're a marine now. You're a tureen.
Tureen.
You know... A buddy of mine who was in the Marines probably would have cracked a joke about how this is probably typical of a normal day for a Marine. Guys, we're going back to get snacks!
And then
they got object counters and crayons!
Man, then they run past Kai and they're like, oh man, he didn't complete his objective!
He must not have stood around very well.
You suck!
Man, Kai thought you were supposed to be the best of us, blah blah blah.
Back and on the planet.
So meanwhile, on Miranoi.
Sorry. Meanwhile, these idiots that decided they were two people and they could fight an army escort this girl back to her planet.
Mm-hmm.
We just survived a fucking literal invasion of Earth. These guys are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They have guns.
We got guns now, Bill.
And it's a real shame that they're stupid, too, because... After getting as far as I've gotten in the series a second time and really analyzing it, I'm really liking her. Mike, I don't have an opinion on yet. I'll get there when he shows back up so I can get there.
Don't worry, he'll show back up in 15 just to give you something to look forward to.
Right. Yep.
But right now he's eaten by a planet.
Yep. Well, not yet. We got like 10 more minutes of talking
so
before we get there.
So here's the thing. Oh, yeah. I don't know what they went to accomplish. That's another thing that was bugging me when I watched this a second time. They just went there because she went there.
She was like, my planet is being invaded. I need to get back to my family.
And they were like, okay.
And they're like,
and then they went too.
They're like, mm-hmm. We're going to help you.
What was the objective, Scott?
To escort the girl back to her home.
Well, she's there now. Shouldn't they just leave?
Yeah,
they should.
Well, the portal's gone.
Oh, the portal can't be gone because Leo got through it.
Yeah.
I think it closed.
And now it's just sitting in space, I guess? And for some reason, Kai knows this. He knows there's just a black hole, wormhole thing in space up there.
He's like, I can't go. I don't have the energy to go right now.
I'm so disappointed that I didn't complete my objective.
No, because he will go. He will go, but that's the thing I'm confused
yes,
about.
And
because the portal was on the moon.
Yes, and he's in.
Then
go.
All of a sudden, he'll take the Astro Mega ship and he'll just go out to space.
Yes,
where mm-hmm. the portal is.
No, I.
Well, the thing is, maybe the portal wasn't attached to the moon, but just in that time space area because the moon would have moved.
Right, but there's also two different things, though, that will actually explain this. There's only one problem with one of them. It's not explained until episode 16. So, quick spoiler for that. When Mike comes back, he leaves his dog tag on one of the bee putties. Because the dog tags are made out of a special alloy that you can track with a scanner from the ship. So, technically, on one hand, okay, that tells him where the fuck it is. On the only logical thing at this point in the show, hey, I'm from a planet called Mirinoi. Okay, maybe we have records of that because there's a power there.
To be fair, there would be somebody that would of it. There would be somebody with a record of it.
Possibility.
No, we don't have records of Mirinoi.
Yeah.
Even the person who I've suggested may have been a spacefaring person said, I've never heard of Mirinoi. She is in the, quote, lost galaxy. The only reason we have access to Mirinoi at all
is because of random
portal. Random portal opened up.
Right.
I'm saying that, like, when they go down the astro ship and they fly to Mirinoi, they had to have coordinates.
But no, they don't.
Nope.
He says that portal is going to close, and then they fly into space and fly through some portal that's in space.
So, there's
two portals.
But the portal
was on the moon, so there's two portals that go to the same place, and I guess he saw them both open up.
Which is also lucky for Maya, then, because if there's two portals that you can go to, she could have either been ejected into the vacuum
now,
of space.
Now, there is a way to fix this. The morphing grid, we know, is some sort of living thing. It's some sort of aberration that connects all universes. And if it wants the Quasar Sabers to be found, then of course there's a fucking portal in space.
Yeah.
Why? Because Deus Ex Morphing Grid.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, we've got three of our rangers on this planet. Where are the other two at? They're on the space station.
How do we fix this?
And no, Billy,
we'll guilt trip one of them.
I know. I know. We'll make a big portal that looks like a black hole so they'll be dumb enough to fly right the fuck into it.
Billy has absolutely nothing to do with the Quasar Sabers, for those that are trying to guess my theory at the end here.
Yeah. This can't be Billy because they've been telling this story for millennia.
Well, supposedly they were put there 3,000 years ago, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyways, they go back home, everybody's yada yada.
No one gets left behind.
Nobody mentions Mike missing or Kendricks.
Yep. Now here's, we have an explanation for that now too. By skipping ahead and knowing that they track the dog tags through some sort of compound that's in the dog tags, if they did a scan of the moon, everybody's been picked up.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because there were two tags that would not scan. So there's no life signs currently sitting anywhere on the moon. They got everybody.
Yep.
I have questions.
What's that?
Which basically gets rid of our after-action report theory
because of this
as well.
Picture right here. My question is, you're on a transport ship, correct?
Yep.
Military, guns, weaponry, ready to go battle.
Yep.
Why is there a fucking flyer for a museum?
My
guess, other than for plot reasons?
No, my guess is it's very simple. one of those guys, just like you carry pictures and shit like that, one of those guys, for whatever reason, hung one of those fucking things in the dropship.
So now I got a question.
Because that would be a part of their history now.
It would be.
Not it would be a huge part.
Not to mention the fact that one of
just,
them, sorry.
Maybe it just started up a couple months ago that they museumed that ship. Mm. And if it just started up a couple months ago, not everybody's went, and maybe this guy, for whatever reason, he wants people to go see that, he hung one up there. It's not that unreasonable.
Or at the same time, it could have been something where somebody ended up having, like, a guard duty job on there. Because, to be fair, you're in the fucking military, they're not just going to have you stand around with your thumb in your ass all fucking day and do nothing.
Well, you
in most instances.
There wouldn't be guard duty on the Astro Mega Ship. That's very much a museum.
So the question is, the Astro Mega Ship's now a museum.
Yes.
How long has it been since the ending of space?
This is something that I've been debating. They had to make Terra Venture, which means they had to reverse engineer the Dark Fortress. That's my current running theory that makes the most sense. They reverse engineer the Dark Fortress. Then they build a city.
Which
now
doesn't take 5 minutes.
Normally, I would tell you that.
Six.
Normally, I would tell you that this takes years and years and years and years and years. However, with this new technology
and
with the
Tatsu School of Construction,
with the state of the planet,
that's what I was waiting on.
Yeah.
And with Tatsu Constructional Industries,
and their state of the art construction equipment.
Yep.
My guess is that just like in Robotech, if the whole fucking world came together, we'd get something done.
Man. Yeah. Well, I mean, hell, if I remember in Robotech, it was like 2 years when the SDF-1 crashed. They literally were like, "Well, fuck, we have a city around here now."
Right, that's what
like,
I mean.
Like, literally, within 2 years, I had a small city around
so
it, and they were
this
working.
This is possible that we've only seen a 5-year gap. It is possible that only about 5 years have gone by. The Astro Omega ship left. We had communication with the KO-35 citizens. They are trying to rebuild their planet, but there's still a lot of them that are in turmoil. We are in major turmoil. We form a foundation with them because we are going to Spacefair. They come over to us, we form some type of union between their people and our people, we build Terra Venture, and we begin looking to colonize a new world, just in case the infrastructure and damage on this one really is too great. So far, they're making strides, and of course, we already know from the future of Power Rangers, they will fix our planet more than anything. But, in the long run, that's probably what's going on. And later on, when this ship was brought back, they decided to memorialize it. Because when the ship came back, it would have been a part of our history. It's basically the beginning of a new age, the Universal Century.
Yeah.
Better watch out for Side 7.
That ain't no joke.
So that's my best guess as to what's going on with all that. My guess is 5-year gap.
Yeah, which would make a lot of sense, because if you did have the entire planet coming together, a city probably could be built in like a year, like including skyscrapers and everything. And then they also end up having like different biomes, like there's like a fucking ocean beach, like river lake ocean.
Which, by the way,
biome.
I don't know exactly.
There's a mountain biome.
I'm guessing that weapons that were used on our planet left behind a radioactive marker. And here's the reason I'm going to say that. I think certain cities are almost evacuated while they try to clean stuff up. Because, look, there are powers hidden in the biodomes, but that would mean that they had to make that and, like, put the power there and not know the power was there. So I'm literally assuming that in the most amazing feat of engineering you have ever seen in your entire life, I think they literally scooped sections of our planet off the planet like a fucking Borg cube and just took it with them.
You know, they might have been able to do that with some of the Megazords.
But we don't have Megazord technology.
Yeah, but I mean,
there's nothing, we don't have that.
And to be fair, for slight spoilers, in episode 15, the whole plot of that is the mountain biome is being destroyed so it could be siphoned for energy.
Right.
So, yeah, like, the biomes basically do that. Like, they literally built, like, a nuclear reactor in there.
They basically built it.
Put some dirt on the motherfucker.
They built the biome on the planet. Then they basically launched that motherfucker.
I was about to say, yep. They probably just put an engine underneath a chunk of the planet. It was like, fire!
They basically
you know this is going to cause catastrophic, like, earthquakes and shit, right?
Fire! Well, fire!
No, we don't know. Because we don't know that technology now.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's true.
Whatever happened, they basically scooped chunks of our planet. And the reason this is guaranteed is because later there will be hidden powers in those biomes, but that means that we had to have put them there. And if we didn't, then we scooped up basically an area, didn't know what was there, and just took it with us. And since everything is on Earth, we accidentally took some powers with us.
Yep.
And some secret shit.
Secret shit. Yeah.
Well,
it's a secret to everybody.
So now this, Kai.
Except me, because I know the Major better than anyone.
So now their ships land and Kai is still upset. Very upset. Very upset because he lost his friend's
paper.
And he happens to look down and his answers have been solved. His prayers have been answered because of this flyer. Like I said, which is, I'm telling you right now, I get it. I get what you're saying, Bill. Somebody probably brought it because, you know, that's plot. Because my problems don't get solved if I'm like, God, I'm so sad. Oh, look, problems are solved.
They have to be everywhere.
I know.
Have to be everywhere.
Now,
I think this is from the opening.
Meanwhile, on...
Yep. Okay.
What's the motherfucker ship's name?
I don't know. Museum.
Scorpius, I believe.
Yeah, his ship has got a name. I can't remember his
name. I don't fucking remember.
Meanwhile,
pinchy.
We haven't even seen it.
We have.
That's part of the intro.
Yeah, we just see it in the intro. We haven't been introduced to that yet.
All right, so now we go to this museum where Kai's going to go to the
convention
this
center.
Yep.
At a convention center, yep. Astro Megaship.
And yes, for people that are already asking, we're not worried about monsters. 5 years have passed, we haven't seen a monster. There technically are no Rangers right now. It's the way it is.
Yep.
There'd be no purpose. Not that Rangers don't exist, but...
We know that they have.
There's just no purpose to them right now.
The galaxy is at peace.
So now here's everybody. Here's some people looking at the museum.
No, you're right. Technically tourists. I mean, they live there, but...
Yeah. Fucking look at that kid's glasses.
Yeah, it's 90s as fuck. What's your point?
Too better to see you with.
And Alpha's not in a crate yet.
Which one is this?
That is Alpha 5.
That should be the space one.
Are you sure that's not 6 again?
That is Alpha 7.
Now 5 went off with Zordon.
Hold on. I'll look it up.
See, here's the thing that's always confused me. Alpha 5 went off with Zordon. Okay?
Yeah.
And then
6 is the one that kind of carried on.
Six comes and takes over. So here's the reason I'm asking. 5 never seems to have come back unless he's Alpha in a crate.
That is Alpha 1.
Alpha 6.
Alpha 6.
Yeah, they do. They have it listed as Alpha 6.
Alpha 6, right. Along with Bulk, was considered to be the remaining link to what fans call the Zordon era.
I don't know what happened to 5. I'm sure I'll figure it out someday.
Oh, yeah, because if you want to get
5
technical... 5
would have been captured or destroyed when they took out Eltar.
And if you want to get technical, when space ended, that ended the Zordon era. This is technically the first series...
Yeah.
5 that might have been, like, stranded.
Even though they're still pointless. Alpha and Bulk, like he was just reading.
You gotta speak into your mic.
I am just speaking into my mic.
Good. Because I've been listening to these episodes.
You holding? Man, I told you, man, you give me this thing. I'll fucking be fine.
I'm not giving you that thing.
I'll bring my own thing, then.
Good, bring your thing.
Guitar Center's probably got a sale on things.
Might as
and
well.
Stuff.
Yeah.
No, I know they changed his voice.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I know the sex shop always has a sale on things, but
I know they changed his voice modulator, and I know this is 6. I'm not going to argue that. I'm just curious whatever happened to 5.
He went with Zordon to Eltar.
Right, and then Eltar was destroyed, or taken over, or enslaved, or whatever.
Basically what they're telling you is don't worry about it. Here's Alpha 6.
I guess.
Yeah.
Don't view that.
plot. My question is, where's Alpha 1 through 4?
Alpha 6 is now on Earth. He's a sentient robot. Well, he's on Terra Venture. He's a sentient robot, and he doesn't seem to have anything to do.
Other than take people on tours of the ship.
Yeah, he takes people on tours of this museum now. It's kind of a sad downspout for a robot that quite literally is responsible for saving the galaxy at different occasions.
So he's Montgomery Scott.
No, because Montgomery Scott is still alive and working in the Fleet Corps of Engineers on Mars, I believe, during Next Generation.
I was meaning, like, in the movies.
No, he never quit being an engineer. He never retired in the movies.
No, I was meaning, like, he stayed with the original Enterprise and still maintained the systems and stuff.
Yeah, but that was a training ship, not a museum. So he had a job.
I thought they did turn that into a museum.
Nope.
It got destroyed before.
It was destroyed before it was decommissioned.
Oh, well.
Okay, so Alpha's bored.
Yeah, Alpha's bored. Yeah. There's nothing happening for Alpha anymore.
Dekka's bored.
Dekka's basically fucking...
Unlike Alpha, Dekka can't walk around.
I think Dekka changed voice again on this.
That's
one.
Fine with voice modulators.
It's a possibility.
He's fine.
I think Dekka has, like, two lines.
But here's the thing. This kid walks in and basically says, hey, fucking... secret orders, I'm taking this ship. And then this guy comes out like, no, I don't give a fuck what orders you have. The ship cannot fly.
This is a broken ship.
He's like, you have orders? Let me see them.
Yeah, and then he's demanded like, to see some real
super
orders.
Super ultra secret double probation.
I'm taking this ship. You know this is a museum, right? Orders. I got to tune up the engines and stuff. Man, it can't fly. I am the engineer, okay?
Right.
By the way, Damien.
He's not only the engineer, he also ends up being the pilot here in a minute. Which we can get to.
Which also could be argued, either he's from Earth and they've had 5 years to adapt and he grew up in a system where we were starting to talk to spacefaring people like the KO-35 citizens and he went into a new field of engineering and even though he was not military, he did land himself a pretty sweet position maintaining systems and things like that on Terra Venture.
Only Kendrick and Kai are part of the military.
Right.
Yep.
So this dude's a part of Terra Venture.
Yes.
And then later on, he will kind of be brought in, because he's not military.
No, he's not.
I think later on you'll see him working on military systems, which could be explained if somehow he made this fucking ancient thing that hadn't been touched in fucking 6 years or whatever.
He gets to work on all the cool stuff because he's one of the best engineers on Terra Venture.
It could be. Yeah. It could very well be that they took notice of him.
Oh, no, something like that. Something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, because everybody in the green, and sometimes you see white suits, they're engineers.
Oh, something that big, you cannot just have one engineer.
Yeah there's guys all over that ship.
One. That's all you need. Montgomery Scott proved it.
Well, for this, maybe, but no. I mean, there's an episode later on.
Scotty, how long is it going to take you to do that? Oh, Sutter, I think it's going to take me at least 20 hours. You got 6.
And I guess
it done in 5.
So yeah. my guess is that's what's going on here, is that kid got to grow up in that age. It was exciting.
Yeah.
And he went into a new field of engineering.
Yeah.
And... yes, Kai doesn't know how to pilot it, but I'm not gonna fault
him
on that.
Well, that's because, to be fair, Kai's job is not pilot.
No, he's
it's
not.
Grunt.
It's commanding.
Yeah.
And let's be real, man. If he's never stepped foot on this ship, I wouldn't know how to fly it either. Now, Damien.
I don't know, man. Old school Atari taught me how to use a joystick correctly.
Yeah. But I also have questions about what's about to happen. So this museum is on Terra Venture, correct?
Yep.
Correct. So, you're the commander, Bill. Up top, looking over, you know.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the door opens up, and the museum flies out. He's like, can't do nothing about it.
Because
this is going to happen a lot. That ship is going to dock there. It's going to leave. It's going to dock. Somebody's got to open the door, and of course, everything's connected. So when the door opens... Up there, in that fucking area where the commander's at.
Oh, you mean the tower that I keep talking
they're
about?
They're notified when something opens up.
Yeah. So, okay, hold on. Something opens up and that ship leaves. What do you do?
I know you can't do nothing.
What are you going to do? You don't have a ship.
But they don't. But
I'm going to be like,
here's the problem. We don't even pan to him.
Who's on that ship?
We don't, but we don't have to pan to him either because, look, when you're trying to cinematically build a hero type,
I get it.
The worst way to start the hero type is Star Trek 3 with the commander that hears, sir, someone is stealing the Enterprise, and the only thing he could do is go, Kirk, you really shouldn't do that. It's kind of shitty of you. And he's like, well, I'm doing it. And he's like, well, I'm going to chase you. And he's like, go ahead, bitch. So he goes to warp, and then that guy's like, catch that guy. Boo. My ship is broken. All right, we tried. You know, for the rest of anything that guy will ever be referenced in Star Trek, he's the shitty captain
that didn't
know that his ship was broken by the engineer that was currently stealing the other fucking ship.
Mm-hmm. At least he's not the captain with
because on those ships, nothing is connected, apparently.
No, Scott, his ship moved.
Yeah.
It just didn't have some primary systems like transporters, tractor beams, warp and phasers.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Photon torpedoes. Harriman
is 1,000 times more competent than stupid guy from Star Trek 3.
That guy was like, we don't have this. All of it's supposed to be here Tuesday.
Let's go save some people.
We really shouldn't be doing this.
Okay.
No. Whereas that guy was like, fucking warp.
That is the reason we don't show that cinematically.
No offense, Admiral. I'm going to repeat this one more time. We don't have this. But you want us to go save people.
I fucking okay.
Okay. We're gone. And if we fail...
Right.
I'm not getting demoted.
That's the reason we don't show it.
Oh,
because
right.
the only thing that scene would have been was somebody would have turned around and said, sir, the bay doors are open. And he said, close them. Oh, for some reason I can't do this. Shit, sir, the Astromega ship just fucking left. Oh.
I didn't think that they could fly.
No.
So how did that happen? I thought it was like turned off. And they're like, it got turned on.
Yeah.
And then he would have to say, well,
shit.
All right, I guess no museum.
Right.
That's it. He can't do anything about it. They don't have ships. They don't have transports. They don't have fucking tractor beams. They got nothing.
They could have called him like, hey, sir, we just got back our museum.
Well, see, but here's the only thing, though. They take off. Kai tries to pilot it and slams into a fucking building.
Oh, yeah. And he's a pro.
Yeah.
He's not a pro. He's just excited to finally be able to fucking pilot the ship.
Leave this to a pro.
Yeah. But again, he slams into a fucking building. That should have been alert number one. Hey, somebody's trying to steal the ship. Lock the fucking doors. Don't let that go anywhere. Wait till it lands.
But what's funny?
Put the
motherfucker in jail.
When they
do leave, like, sir,
nope,
we just got GTA. We just got GTA.
They do have access codes. Because we don't know Kai's exact position, but Kai may very well have access codes to the bay doors.
He's some kind of leader.
Right.
Now, we know that.
He's at least, from what I'm gathering,
he's probably the new second in command.
Here's my thing.
He wouldn't be yet.
It goes the commander, it goes Mike, and I think it goes Kai next.
So in that context, he probably has information like open the bay doors.
I think.
Data?
Yes, but not as funny.
That's what's going on here.
That's the hierarchy, isn't it? On Next Gen, it's Picard, Riker, then Data.
Actually, it's before she died, it was Picard.
It depends on what area you're talking about, because later it becomes Picard, Riker, Troy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because Troy actually has she took the command classes.
Yeah,
and then later on, Beverly will even sit up there. And
actually, then, as a doctor, you're the highest
rank. Times Worf did, too.
Technically.
So. Well, yeah. Worf is pretty low on that totem pole of taking command.
He's Lieutenant Worf.
Until the movie Generations,
he doesn't get his commander pick.
Yes. Generations is when he becomes a lieutenant commander.
I thought he was on, like, commander or captain seat area when they were dealing with Klingons, though, so...
That was for show.
If you're talking about when they have the warbird where they come out of where they're like in a D5 or whatever, and then they unthaw, and then they wake up, and their mission was to go. It's a fucking stupid, convoluted. We put some Klingons to sleep back in Kirk's day. They wake up and they're supposed to like attack things, which, quite frankly, by that time it wouldn't have mattered anyway. They'd have shown up with their original fucking torpedoes, and we're all the way up to Mark Sixes, and they're like,
"Quantums,
and we're bad motherfuckers," and be like, fucking,
"We're gonna get that same fucking thing from that movie."
It just doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Fire at him.
If you want,
that's a galaxy class starship.
We're still arguing. Yeah. We're still arguing things that don't matter. He has access codes to
this
the bay
is a 20-year-old
bird of prey. That's right. How they escaped.
A lot, no, like I said, though, that's not the thing that bugs me. Again, he slams into the wall. They leave, and then the ship comes back. There's nobody there, like surrounding the ship when it comes back to be like,
no,
who the fuck stole this ship?
No arm
to arrest them. No, yeah. For some reason we never see that.
But to be fair, when
that's the only point that's the only part that gets me. It's like, there's nobody there to be like, who the fuck stole this? Let's arrest these motherfuckers. They slammed into a building.
And what's funny?
I would have been like
when they
on
leave,
the ground going.
But there's
it
always
down.
There's always stuff we're not privy to. For all right. You know, Mike contacted the commander on their way back. Or not Mike, but fucking
Kai.
Kai could literally say something on their way back like, this is what happened. It was a rescue operation, blah, blah, blah. I didn't ask for permission. Not that this would be right, and not that it would be accepted in the real fucking world.
Yeah.
But in their fucking world, for him to say something like, there wasn't time to ask, I had to act. Well, okay, because the fucking Power Rangers, good, evil, bunch of bullshit, lax community shit. Yeah, for some reason, that's acceptable.
Well, what is funny, though, is that when they leave, they're like, the Astro ship just left. Oh, shit. And then, like,
that's
what?
All he could do. I don't know why you're dwelling on this. There's nothing.
We're moving the fuck on because now we're back to fucking Bug World.
But that's the problem when you don't let people finish their sentences.
That's what we're calling this fucking planet now.
But
Bug World.
What's hilarious is after a few hours, like, sir, somebody brought the Astro Mega ship back. Oh, maybe they just wanted to go for a joyride.
No, we just talked about that.
Yeah, we just talked about it. Moving on.
The only thing that makes sense is Kai called it in.
No,
it went over your head, but it's fine. Let's continue.
It didn't.
It did, but it's fine.
I got the joke, but it was still...
Meanwhile, back on the planet of the bugs.
Yeah.
So, they fly a ship. And all it took to convince them to fly... By the way, the engineer guy, he was not going to fly the ship.
Damien.
Yep. He was like, I'm not going to do that. Damien wasn't about that.
Unless you got the shitty subtitle I got for like episode 11 or whatever, but that's another story.
Then, all of a sudden... Because this guy just decides, Kai just decides we're fucking flying. So now that the thing is already up and going, and he knows that Kai is basically stealing the ship, my explanation for this is very simple. You've always wanted to fly that ship, right? Well, it's not your fault now.
Yeah. He stole
Here's
it.
Your opportunity.
I just didn't want to break more shit.
Here's your opportunity. He was going to endanger lives, so you took control. And of course you have to do what he said, because he might have a gun. I'm just saying, this is your excuse to fly the ship. It makes sense in some rudimentary way that he would jump in and take command of this situation. Also, because he's on the ship, he's not a big fan of crashing and dying.
Yeah.
Even though he does wreck into a building.
Yeah.
That's because the ship is a little groggy. Give it a sec, okay?
I kind of question something with them crashing into a building. How the fuck is the building still there?
Tatsu Construction Company, goddammit.
He
knows how to make a building now.
That glass is reinforced bullshit mechanics.
Yep.
Now,
there's
see?
A black hole.
Portal
Except
in
until,
space,
like, episode 4.
That's what I was talking about. It's just there. It's just in space. And we knew about it, so we go through it. I don't know why it's there. There was no explanation because the portal was on the moon, but morphing grid. That's all I got.
And Leo on the planet.
I'm going to be like, I can't remember if they say, like, we got to fly through that. That was like a black hole. I don't want to fly through that.
I don't want to fly through that. But they do.
I wish they would have just made it look like a portal instead
so
of
now,
a fucking black hole.
Right.
Now Leo.
By himself.
I'm going to say something. Leo overestimates his abilities quite harshly. See, he just recently fought three of these bug men.
He sees another three of the
whilst bugmen. Having four fucking people. There were four of them and three bugmen, and they got their ass kicked by said bugmen. Then he walks into this planet. Three bugmen come up on him, and he's like, three against one? This should be nothing.
Oh, now there's ten. Fuck.
And then all of a sudden, he's surrounded by bugmen. See, he's like, shit, I got this gun. Oh, shit, they're fucking everywhere.
Oh, God, which, they're swarming.
Which, by the way, I think that's the last time you're going to see that gun, because I don't think he uses it ever the fuck again.
You know what?
So now you see it, now you don't, from Ninja Turtles 2.
Pardon Leo here. He drops it.
Yeah.
So he's fighting.
What are you doing?
He's fighting. He gets kicked. He gets kicked and he falls into this brush. Mm-hmm. And when he falls into the brush, immediately he's about to get back up when Kai is hiding in the brush with Kendricks.
No, not Kai.
Mike.
Is that Mike? Oh, I guess. Yeah. That's right, because Kai is on... God damn it, my mind is all fucked up now. Because we're arguing about dumb shit that doesn't matter. It's fucking my mind up.
Right.
Mike holds him down, stops him from just jumping right back out of the brush, and he's like, how about some quiet, because there's, like, literally fucking bug people everywhere, and we were stupid to fucking come here, and we don't have the firepower to deal with this fucking situation.
Or the manpower to deal with this
situation. So now our like, four-man team needs to Metal Gear Solid the fuck out.
Yeah. Because we were dumb enough to fucking come here.
Holy bugs.
When they come across this while they're fucking sneaking around.
Stop attacking the thing that isn't attacking you.
And this old motherfucker.
That's a fucking rock.
So the old guy is in trouble. The old guy's in trouble, and that causes her to run out and be stupid.
I'm gonna point at you while giving you the angry face. Look, you're gonna stop it right now.
No.
You
don't hurt pouty that old face, man. Pouty face.
Yeah. A pouty face. I'm gonna guilt you into stopping.
I do understand this.
Where the villain is like, the hero's like, you need to stop. And he's like, okay. And just leaves. I know it wouldn't be very exciting for just once. I just want that to happen.
I told you before, if we can ever make our own fucking show. Nice catch. Scott pulled a bug out of the air.
What are you?
But anyway,
what are you martial arting in this now?
Apparently. What was I saying? No, I told you before, if we ever get a chance to make our own Sentai show, I'm going to do that, because the villain's literally going to go, okay, fine, sorry, I didn't mean to, and drop it, and it's a fucking bomb, and just peace. Just, I was supposed to leave
make
this
the
here
weapon,
anyway, fuck it.
Make the weapon have a self-destruct mechanism like the Predator.
Yep.
It just blows up half the planet. All right, bye.
So anyways, Furio fucking...
Evil wins.
He's attacking the old man because he's all pissy. She runs out because...
Dumb.
Because dumb.
I
it's just
help now.
Look, I get what's happening.
Kids is
and I
dumb.
Get that people, they react in these ways. But, like, you're outnumbered in the best phrasing of it. You're outnumbered. In all actuality, there's a fucking army here. You're one loincloth girl. Like, I'm not sure what you thought you could do to save the old man.
I don't know. While everybody else was getting captured, that one loincloth girl did manage to escape.
Yeah.
She got some skill.
All she did was just run.
I get it, but they were having problems catching her before the portal
then
randomly.
Then she comes back with...
Three people.
Of which there are only now two guns.
Yeah.
And every single one of these bee putties can shoot. So obviously, and she knows that. She knows they can shoot fucking laser eye things and bee sting things.
Yeah.
So they are outnumbered, to say the least.
Why didn't Furio just turn to his people and or turn to the bug guys and be like, surround him and fire?
You know what's funny?
Probably because Furio reacts. I will say this. I would probably act almost the same way as Furio when they come out like, fucking, we're going to show you. And I turn around and then look at the hundreds of my people standing around and be like, what are you going
to
do?
Well, that's what I'm about to say.
What are you going
to
do?
When the chief sees Maya come back, like, Maya, you're here and you brought help.
2, 3. You didn't bring enough help.
He even does that hardcore cliche, like, you in what army? Because there's, like, fucking three of you. Like, four. Like,
yeah.
big deal. And then two guys show up.
Two more guys show up.
Yeah, just in the nick of plot convenience.
Yeah, which we never seen them land or anything. So they had enough time to go through the portal, land, run all the way here. We know how they find them because Mike and them, they have that thing. We know now.
We know now.
So yes, we know how they track their location. Then they show up like, and first off, Kai's a bit of an idiot.
No weapons, no nothing, just walks out. Arms down, face presented, the best way to fight.
He was the one that said.
He's Asian. He is the weapon.
He is the one that said, we shouldn't go through the portal. That's fucking dumb. We don't know how many evil, fucking scary laser-shooting monsters are over there.
Told you, bitch!
You know what would have been hilarious is when he ran into the village, looked around, he's like, I told you this was dumb! Look how many motherfuckers there are!
Yeah, and then he
But you're here!
He shows up...
to prove a point!
He shows up with nothing.
He would. That is his character. He'd be like, God damn it, I told you so! Why the fuck did you show up? Because I needed to come and tell you I told you so. At the cost of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he shows up because, quite frankly, this is fucking dumb. It's just dumb. There's no explanation that fixes what Kai goes
out
from
of
in
our
episode
five
1
Rangers,
to 2.
No. Kai is the one I like the least.
Right now? Yes. No,
right now, yes. Now, don't get me wrong.
I'm through episode 6. I still don't like
he
him.
He does get better. I promise you he does
yeah,
get
he
better.
Does. So, he actually gets better.
He also shows up with
this
an
guy.
Engineer.
An engineer.
So a dude with a wrench. At least he has something. Kai came here with nothing.
Dude, if you were Mike.
Make him Sid from FF4 then.
If
He's
you
just
were Mike.
Dude with wrench.
Because in your little covert team, Mike is obviously the leader. He's the highest rank. Okay. So in your little covert team,
Sid
Mike,
FF6,
fucking Kai and Damien.
Just a wrench.
Kai and Damien show
he
up, right? And Mike's like, Kai, you're here. And you brought an engineer. We've got this guy.
We got it. We got it. Kai and some guy none of us know just
you know what?
Showed up.
Yeah. I would look at, what's his name, Furion?
Furio.
Yeah, Furio.
I'd have looked at Furio and like, I'd have looked at him like, now you got it. Now you're done. We got an engineer.
Like, yeah, so they show, and look at them. They're all smug and shit like, that's right. Kai and that fucking guy are here.
Kai and dude bro are here. Yeah,
Hey, you're an engineer. Okay. Engineer getting these swords out of this rock.
Yeah.
Has anyone tried breaking it yet? The rock is impervious to all damage!
Yeah.
Why?
Okay.
No, fucking no.
Got another question. I know you probably tried this, but I'm just going to throw it out there. Did you try pulling the sword out?
Yes.
You know, actually, did the bad guy even try
this? Yes,
he did.
Yes.
He did.
The first thing
that
he did.
That was the first thing he
did. He
went,
get the fuck out my
and
way.
And when he couldn't pull it, he tried to break the rock.
Yeah, because the rock is indestructible because it's protected
by the power of the Quasar sabers, yes.
And somebody in the chat had already, or had actually asked that, but we were in the middle of discussing other stuff. And they even brought up, it's like, has anyone even tried to break the rock in any variation of the Arthurian legend of the sword and the stone? Yes. The sword and the stone are protected by magic.
Yep.
Done.
Magic.
So. Deus ex magica.
That's what I would have That's what I would have done.
And magic with a K, which means it's real hardcore type of shit.
Because Damien...
Not just a tiny fireball.
Now, Damien is the...
It's a giant fireball.
He's the only one out of this six-man team that is completely out of the loop. Because at least Kai saw the bug people.
Yeah. Damien is literally some guy.
The fuck? So he shows up. He's like, what the fuck? Yeah. Why did you take me?
Yeah, so now Damien here, he's just surrounded by bugs and freaks and monsters.
So... If I'm that one guy, like, there's weapons there, pull it out of the... And when Mike
Shane,
is not...
you got up this morning.
I woke up, and I'm like, yeah,
and
man.
And you fucking ate your toast with peanut butter.
That's
and
right.
You fucking went to work like any other day.
Gonna work on the shit.
And you were fucking mopping and sweeping.
Yep.
And gonna getting things together, and you were gonna go work on the fucking drink dispensers at the museum.
Yep.
And some jerk ass runs in, and he's like, I'm taking this ship. And you're like... You can't take this ship. It literally doesn't fly. He's like, it's about to. So now he's about to kill you. So you're like, hold on. I'll fly the fucking
now, for
ship
me,
rather
for
than
me,
you killing the two of us.
If we're not, if we're, I've got minimal piloting skills.
This idiot also suggests, Okay, now we're going to fly through that black hole. Man, today I should have called the fuck in.
Yeah. Like,
and then after you go through a black hole, he slams you with another thing. All right, now we need to land, and we need to run full force into all of these freaky bug people.
No, fuck that. You do that. I'm going to stay on the ship.
I'm going to watch the ship.
I'm sorry, okay. We have a ship.
Okay.
It has weapons.
Okay.
Pew, pew, dead. Okay. Fuck you.
Okay. Got a couple questions.
The power supplies for the weapons won't be in until Tuesday.
Fuck you.
Got a question
for
you,
sir. I'm an engineer. I'll fix it.
You took me out of my comfy job.
That's right.
Okay. Flew me through a black hole, which, by the way, we should have been dead. Second off, we land on this planet. I don't know what's down there.
That's right.
Well, can we breathe?
Can we even breathe down there? Did you even scan the planet?
Maya came from it.
Don't mean she breathed the same shit we do.
Who the fuck is Maya?
who's Maya?
Let me just put this one out there. We could breathe on the moon in this universe, so.
Okay. Lunosphere.
I'm not even worried about it.
Okay. Lunosphere.
Right. I'm not even worried about it. Air is just on all round bodies of astral things.
He's right, because they literally, the Rangers will sit in their suits and fly through space, and no problem, they put a fucking dome up, which when we get to this episode, I'm going to fucking scream some science shit. But they put a fucking dome up, and because there's a dome up, that happens to have a nice mild breeze, by the way. All the air is disappearing because there's a dome. While there's trees and grass and flowers and other plants making air nobody can breathe, including the Rangers in Ranger costume.
I've seen that episode. I remember that one.
I know what you're talking about. We'll get there.
Now, you take me. Now, we land on this planet. Now, before you even fucking land, you tell me we got to run into bug monsters?
Yep.
I don't want to do this job anymore.
Listen,
I'm resigning.
Listen, man, I got to save my three stupid friends.
Why did your three stupid...
Well, okay, my two stupid friends, and then like a guy that he got away from me.
Frankly, he could die for all I care.
He got away from me.
How'd he get away from you?
Yeah.
He turned really fast, and he's just so fucking fast.
Aren't you military?
He's so fucking fast.
Did you try?
You don't understand. You didn't see this guy run.
I haven't seen anything.
There's nothing I could do.
Basically, there's
nothing I can do.
We got to help, though, because there's also another really kind of hot chick that's there. Like, maybe she might, like...
Hot chick?
Hot chick.
We do stupid things for hot chicks.
Okay, that's what got you out of the ship? All right.
Which, by the way, I was going to go with... Okay, so you voluntarily kidnapped me because I volunteered for this.
So these idiots with guns decide just to run right into the bee putties and throw down.
Yep.
You don't know how to use a gun.
I guess.
Guns are there for show.
They really are.
They are there for intimidation and only that.
We left the ammo on the ship anyways.
Oh my God. Because they went through the portal. They had the guns.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's just like, fuck it. Gun. Run.
Run and gun.
You know, I'd have been the one dude back there shooting like, hey, you know these are long range, right?
You know these are projectiles, right?
Projectiles,
like,
long
you know,
range.
From a distance.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go get
stay
stung.
Stay the fuck away.
From what I can go get stung by that.
From what
guy's
I can
hands.
See, those bug people are close range combatants.
Yeah, because I haven't seen the eye lasers myself yet.
No.
So let's fire and see what happens. And the last time we fired, they ran away.
They ran away. So obviously these guns must work.
So let's do it.
Yeah. Fuck,
and I do
charge him.
That motherfucker's got a sword. He has to get close to me. Shoot that fucker.
Now, whatever combat training you happen to take as a Tyreen,
running around on a fucking Lunosphere,
they decide that they're going to fight. Bug monsters.
No. Hand-to-hand combat.
Right.
CQC.
Because that's what he decides to use.
They didn't get trained by the boss.
But their combat skill revolves around going to a moonosphere and running from explosions.
That's their military normal combat, not close-range combat.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a different kind of combat. Now they do flips and shit.
They were evidently taught some kind of hand-to-hand because... Kai and everybody there just decides it's time to throw down
and
with fists.
Let's be real. The only person we actually seen do fist the cuffs is Leo, which we know
he's a street brawler.
He's okay.
He's a street brawler martial artist.
Yeah, he can hold his own if he needs to.
No.
Kai's Asian.
Oh, my God. That's a stereotype.
Yeah.
That's so wrong.
It's true, though.
Asian culture will tell you that just because we're Asian does not mean we know martial arts.
Right.
Do you know martial arts?
That's the besides the point.
That's the joke
I was hoping to go for.
I can't remember who it was. I think it's comedian Dat Fan. That's literally his joke.
Yep.
He's like, so I'm standing in the bathroom after a gig. I'm taking a piss, and this guy walks up, and he's standing next to me at the urinal, and he's like, so, like, you were really smooth out there on stage. Like, do you do martial arts or anything? He's like, dude, I'm just taking a piss. It's not like I'm sitting here like, whoop, whoop, wah! Finish him.
What are you whacking your
shake it off?
What are you whacking your dick to get the piss out quicker? Let's go. I got
literally
to
what
do.
He's doing. Yeah, just fucking making fun of that shit. Like, what the fuck, dude? I'm taking a piss. What the fuck?
Now, Mike gets knocked down by the Quasar Sabers. He's like, you know what? Let's try something.
Yes.
That's because he's got a sword coming at his
not
head.
To jump, not to You're jump off topic. Something. Not to jump off topic, but yes, boxing is a martial art.
Yep. It is. Takes discipline.
Yep.
Yes, it takes a long time to learn. It is tough. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of focus. It takes a lot of pain. Yeah, it takes a lot of pain.
Because you're going to get punched in the face.
You don't just, contrary to what people might believe, you can't watch boxing on TV and then go do it. You'll get your ass kicked.
Yep.
But
even the same thing with fucking pro wrestling.
Oops.
He gets knocked over. Mike gets knocked over onto the fucking rock.
Mm-hmm.
And because this guy's got a sword and he's decided Furio is going to swing his sword down in slow motion and destroy you. So slow motion cut is coming.
And I've already determined that this gun is useless.
Yeah, because Mike has enough time to stand up, grab the sword, pull it out, take a stance, and then swing like He-Man to intercept that cut that was coming down on his ass.
And Furio is like this. He's
Furio's
like,
ultimate attack is the slow cut of doom.
Yep.
Maybe he should rethink
What he's thinking
it
is like...
It doesn't work.
This attack takes 723 frames to complete, but by God, if it hits you, it's game over.
What Furio is thinking is this. He's coming down and he's like, why am I moving all of a sudden so slow? Fucking plot! God damn it!
Damn you, Deus Ex Morphing Grid!
No, he's swinging so slow because he learned from the Moonanites.
No shit.
It's the quad laser.
You cannot escape it. Jumping is impossible.
just stand right there.
Bloop. Yeah,
no.
He's on the ground. He stands up, grabs a sword, pulls it out, screams, does his war cry, and intercepts that fucking...
Yeah.
You need to rethink your fucking attack, Furio.
Yep.
Also, being fucking better.
I know we're
being chosen by destiny means chosen in defense.
And it can knock... These fucking sabers, I'm going to tell you something, they're awfully strong. Because this dude is evidently something special, this Furio, okay?
Yeah, he's the right hand of Scorpion.
Right, but we don't know yet.
Scorpion.
We don't know yet. It's just like Ecliptor.
Scorpius.
It's just like Ecliptor or Goldar or anybody else when they're first introduced.
They're a badass.
You don't know what they are aside from, I guess they're a badass.
Yep.
I haven't seen anything that proves it to me yet.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. This is
with the way he decided to cut Mike when Mike was on the ground.
But since everybody has seen this series before, I am going to say that this does make a lot of sense that Scorpius does lose faith in him. He's like, what happened? Well, I had him, but I moved really slow.
Yeah, I tried that super slow motion death cut of doom.
Listen, man.
You're the one that takes me like fucking 40 seconds to...
You're my right hand.
Why do you keep using that when it doesn't work?
It's killed one guy.
So it has a 1%...
The guy was already dead.
By Dragon Ball Z logic, I can use it now. It worked one time.
Yep.
Had it failed the first time, I'd never use that attack again.
So what you're saying is it has a 1% chance of success, so you spam it.
That's right.
And you're my right hand.
A point I'm just saying,
look at Ten Shinhan.
0.001%
actually,
chance.
Look at Ten Shinhan. He has like 40 fucking moves.
Yeah.
Yep.
Only 5 of them landed, so he only uses 5 of them.
His Kikoho is his favorite one, because that does hit people.
And the Dodonpa.
Yes.
Yep.
And the fucking...
Yes.
The Solar Flare and the Triforce.
The Kikoha is the best, because have you ever been hit by a geometric impossibility?
Motherfuckers make it
fucking hurt.
Turning triangles into squares. Although, Bill, the Solar Flare is a 100%. That has actually, from what I've seen, never failed.
Yep. Just wear sunglasses.
Oh, did it fail that once? Because Roshi never... Roshi can't be affected by
it. Nope. He wears sunglasses.
Solar Flare. Sunglasses.
Actually, that was brought up in Dragon Ball.
Because
Goku steals his glasses to survive the Solar Flare.
Yep.
During the World Martial Arts Competition.
Yep.
Hey.
So, yes, Roshi's shades can block the solar.
So, he's the only one that's not affected by that.
And
he's
the announcer.
Or anybody.
Oh, yeah. The announcer.
Oh, and the announcer's shades can also block the solar flare.
Because he does, and the guy's like, man, what the, that was a little
he's
bright.
He's like, it's pretty bright here.
But I can still see.
And everybody else is like, oh, God.
Yeah.
The announcer's like, man, that's pretty bright. Why are you all standing?
What's wrong with everybody?
Oh, shit, shades. My bad.
So, anyways, they see this, and they're like, holy shit, Mike, that was fucking awesome. That dumb motherfucker took like half a minute to come down and try to kill you, and you block. And he's like, it really wasn't that impressive, but I did get this cool sword. Maybe you guys should get cool swords.
And you know, Leo's like, oh, not Leo, but, if I was kind of like, anything you can do, I can. Listen, I'm not worthy.
Hold on. Got the wrong sword. Hold on.
Yeah. By the way.
Hold on, wait. Maybe I should grab the blue one.
Wait a minute. Which one's this one? That one's the pink one. That's not worthy.
So this guy,
green, nope, yellow, so nope, blue. Hey,
Furio, that has been knocked on his ass now, gets up like, son of a bitch. All right, look.
How about you give me that?
That was pretty good. Now you give me that shit, and I won't fucking kill you.
Bitch, I blocked your slow motion cut. You don't think I can't do that again?
Bitch, I've already defended your strongest attack. Whatever you've got, I ain't impressed.
Right, but then Maya goes, that means we're worthy. We get the power. And Mike goes, the power? Oh, fuck, I know what that means. No, we ain't giving these up. I know what these are.
So there they are. They pick these things up. And
I have a quick question. I have just a real quick
Go
question.
Ahead.
Is it no matter which one you grab, that it transfers your power? Or do they just know that
since
that was my yellow?
Since they're all the same,
okay.
I'm just going to assume that somehow destiny chooses your color.
Okay.
And just like normal, we've been arguing there's something in the personalities of people that determine your color.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's what happened here.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Damien got fucked, man. His is not glowing green in this picture. He's like, guys, I think my batteries are dead. Why do you have a pink, blue, and yellow glow? I don't got shit.
Sweet.
And he's got to be the most confused of them all. Like, so now we're pulling swords out of rocks?
Yeah, and so you started your day.
Fix the fucking drink dispenser. Yep. My ship got stalled. I had to fly it. Had to fly it through a black hole. I got told there's a hot chick, so I'm going to do stupid. Now I got a sword.
After fighting
creepy bug people. Where the fuck do we go from here?
Yeah.
By the way, guys,
where do we
go
from here?
I know I'm the new guy. I know I'm the new guy, but my shit is not turning on.
My shit's not turning on.
You know, one in every five people.
Chosen ones.
I woke up to fix a drink dispenser. Became a Power Ranger.
Yep.
Destiny is weird.
And poor Leo.
Now, Leo, he turns around and sees I'm guessing is epic shit.
You know,
and he's happy for it because that's his brother. He looks up to his brother.
Mm-hmm. My bro's bad as fuck.
And he's like, holy shit, this is craziness. So they've all got their fucking swords.
Is there one for me?
And then this guy throws the biggest bitch fit in bad guy history. Like, now here's the thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
As much as this is a funny bitch fit, it's also one of the most competent things we have ever seen when he says,
if I can't have him, no one will.
He says, all right, you know what?
Fuck this.
Fuck you. In fact, fuck all of this. And he literally plunges his sword into the planet and turns the whole fucking thing to stone.
Nope, he just throws the monochrome filter on.
Yep, and whatever this
yeah,
thing
stone.
Is...
My God, it's a monochrome filter!
And if this...
We can't defend against that!
If this touches you, you're fucking done.
Except for the guy who did it.
Except for, well, yeah, yeah. He's immune, though.
Yeah.
What's funny, though, is
and his bugs.
What's funny is that when he fucking thrusts his sword
what's
into the ground.
Is Mike's face in this picture.
Yeah.
Kissy, kissy.
Right there. See it? He's pissed. Damien's like, the only reason I'm here is because of that girl. Don't touch her. That's the only reason I'm here.
Now we got to run from this monochrome filter so I don't get turned to stone.
Okay. So now the planet's being petrified. Man, I fucking picked a wrong day to go into work early.
Yeah.
And the villagers aren't as fast as the chosen ones.
By the way, they're all running. Like, did somebody bring their soft?
Yeah, no shit.
We need a super soft for this bitch. This is planet.
Oh, wait. Let's stop right here so we can fight.
They must have ran fast as fuck, by the way.
Augmented.
Because they're... Leo. That's true. No, he's right.
Leo's dead.
Leo, yes. Yeah. Everybody
Leo's
else
augmented.
The second you bring augmented, Leo's
okay,
dead.
Okay, well, Leo's dead, but the rest are fine.
Actually, there is an argument to be made that Leo is augmented because he's actually the chosen Red Ranger.
Technically, yes.
By destiny, by the decision of the morphing grid, he's the real Red Ranger. Though Mike pulled the sword, Mike is connected to this quasar power. Which is why he was able to enact with that weapon, but he's not the Red Ranger.
Leo is meant to be the Red Ranger.
In fact,
because
they
when he
don't
hands him the
transform,
sword, the power transferred like
and
that.
And they don't transform until Leo has the power.
Yeah.
Which means Leo, just like we've argued before, you must have to have the leader transform
first to activate the powers. It's like Time Force. Time Force, they could not morph
until
Wes,
the leader was present
until Wes
was
got
powers.
The power. When Wes got the power, it activated all the morphers. Now you guys can morph whenever you want.
Which means they have augment power, but they can't morph.
Nope.
Right now, they just have fancy swords.
Got a dumb question.
Yeah.
So, Shane.
Yes.
You're the leader, right?
Fucking right. Let's do this.
I walk up, kick you in the dick,
yes.
And steal your power.
Unfortunate, yes.
What happens to your team?
Have we ever seen a leader? No, we've never. There's never been an instance where a leader... Oh, wait. Later. Later we will see this. We'll see it twice. Where a leader has to change their power to another person. In Samurai, this
Samurai,
happens.
The Red Ranger transfers his power over to his sister.
But that's a transfer, so it doesn't interrupt their grid connection. It doesn't interrupt their grid connection.
I'm evil. I walk up, kick you in the balls, and take your power. What happens to your team, Shane?
I'm guessing that's a transfer of power, so nothing. Because the only interruption we've
seen is Time
Force. I
then take said power,
time force.
Throw it on the ground, and stomp on it and break
Here's
it.
Here's the thing. From what I've gathered, you don't need to have a consistent leader for your powers to work. You just need it that one
it
time
to
activate it.
That's what I was trying to get at. It's like
because if there's
all
a
I
break,
gotta do is kill the leader.
If there's a break in the grid...
I've got Shane here to point him out.
If there's a break in the grid, the leader seems to have to be the one that activates the connection
now,
again.
Now, wait a minute. No, never mind. Okay, because the others weren't the Rangers yet. Okay, my bad. I was thinking of Time Force, because when...
But that's exactly what I'm talking about.
When he dies...
When he dies, it breaks the connection to the grid, and they cannot morph again until the leader activates the grid connection.
And then after that, they can just do whatever they want.
So the leader must have to activate their link, and then after that, they're set.
So I walk up and stab Shane and grab his shit.
Welcome to leadership.
Nope. I broke your grid. I've got the thing. I'm evil. Bye.
But you
no more Power Rangers.
You didn't actually destroy or disable the power, so they still got it.
If I activated the... Okay.
While I stab Shane, Seth pisses on the morphing grid and shorts it out for a second.
Which...
It doesn't work that way. We saw Beast Morphers.
Right.
It's going to be hard for me to piss that fire out. Going to need a lot of tea.
But this is not something we have to worry about now. We'll be talking about that later.
But anyway, later. Augmented. Yeah. That's why they were able to run fast.
Let's open up a chasm, and I'll just stand right here.
Yeah, I'm going to stand right here and straddle this line as it's fucking coming at me.
I've got to make
sure. I'm not going to jump to the left and jump to the right.
I have to make sure that it worked.
Shane?
It's working.
Shane?
It's working. I should probably move now.
Have you ever seen Robin Hood Men in Tights?
Yes, I have.
I'm on the left bank. Now I'm on the right bank.
I'm on the
east side.
I'm on the west side.
Put us back in. Put us back
15.
In.
Hold on.
I think we're back in.
Yep.
We're back in. I don't think we even have major interruption. I think we're back in. We're fine.
Yeah, we had a, what was that, about a 15 second?
Ha-ha! Maybe, I don't know.
We're on the west side, we're on the east side.
Good. Yep, yeah, and people are already saying back, okay, we didn't even lose the chat.
Nope.
Awesome. Okay, so look, he falls, and then...
Mike!
Yep.
Scar! Yeah. Oh, brother! Help me!
Yeah.
Okay, so Mike knows that whatever these fucking saber things are,
Mike,
they're more important than he is.
Take my strong hand. No, give me the other. It's not as strong.
Indiana, let it go.
So he knows that these sabers are more important than him. So he tells Leo, take the saber, not me. Take the fucking saber. Takes the saber, it's and he knows he can't climb back up because
it's
okay.
You
why.
Can carry on for me.
And he decides to just let go.
Let it go.
Let it go. The planet's gonna eat me anyway.
I remember when I first saw this.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
I was fucking amazed
that they actually killed a potential ranger. Off?
They just fucking killed that guy. Power Rangers just fucking killed that guy in basically the pilot episode.
Man, this show went dark.
I was holy shit.
But I am going
to
we
get to some dark shit
now,
later on, too.
What they're not telling you is that whole scene is when he's like, Leo, take this. He's like, okay. He's like, now pull me up.
Couldn't do it.
I know, but I'm saying
it by the blade.
I know, but it's supposed to be a funny thing. Like,
yeah.
Now pull me up. Wait, no, don't take it from you, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing is, the planet was hungry, and like I told my
Long
girlfriend when we were watching
the
this,
king.
The planet had a hankering for a man witch.
Wow.
Nom nom
some
nom.
Nom nom.
Some
bitch.
Jersey Mike up
like
in
I
this.
Said, the,
Jersey
the only,
Mike.
The only thing that bugs me about it though is even if it's a matter of like take the sword. You know, my grip is failing. You're never going to be able to fucking grab onto me long enough to fucking re-grip. He could still have grabbed the sword by the blade. Mike could have let it the fuck go, re-gripped onto the fucking mountain as he puts the fucking sword over here. And, okay, now I can get your hand. Because he literally has to go all the way down to grab it by the fucking handle before he could pull the fucking sword up. So he's already touching hands with his fucking brother.
I know.
So it's like, what? You can't just integrate with
Mike.
What?
In a moment of panic, and this
I get
is the
it.
Only explanation that exists,
right.
People don't think clearly.
That's
right. Just
that's
react.
Very true.
And that's exactly what happened here. Mike knew he was slipping. Mike knew he was going to die. He knew the saber was more important than him. He started griping to Leo. Leo listens to his brother, grabs the saber, even though he was literally within arm's length, but in a moment of panic and stupidity... He didn't grab Mike's hand, which would have made a lot more sense.
No.
Now, the only thing that I have to stop you with on that one is you said, Leo listens to Mike. Go the fuck home, Leo.
Yeah.
I'm going through the portal. Fuck
don't
you.
Don't come to Terra Venture.
Don't jump up. Stay the fuck down.
I didn't
no, we're
say,
jumping up.
I didn't
it
say
was
he
opposite day.
I didn't say he listens to Mike consistently.
Hey, fair
I said
enough,
right
fair
now
enough.
He listens to Mike. Now,
his brother's fun to die. He's going to listen.
Now,
right.
What's funny is like, dying okay. He's like, Mike, right. I got the sword. Now give me your hand. I can't, man. It's too late. He's like, I can reach. I'm literally touching your knuckles. Give me your hand. I can't, man. Get fucking center of attention. I'll fucking fall then.
Yeah.
And there goes Leo's nose.
Yeah. Yeah.
The planet wasn't satisfied with the Jersey Mike's man witch. No. He needed a side of nose.
No. Okay.
It ate a Jersey Mike's with a side
now
of some
here.
Leonardo.
Leonardo's.
Think about this.
We're bad. Yeah. The puns are great.
This I laughed my ass off at this because my kid pointed this out. My 8-year-old caught this.
Winning for the win.
And I laughed my ass off. That they couldn't even slip this logic past an 8-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's like, Mike! Makes sense. That's his buddy.
No!
Going back in.
We're back.
How far back?
We're back in.
We're back. We're back in.
Only just lost him. I think we lost about 5 seconds.
Yep, we lost about five seconds.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
So here we go.
Who the fuck is Mike?
We're not actually losing the feed, though, so it's causing us problems, but it's not like the
What's
other times.
Hilarious?
We're just having these weird dips.
Everybody's like, Mike! Mike, and this guy's like, that guy!
Should have been like that, yeah.
Bonds on the battlefield, but need I remind us of Resident Evil 4. Helicopter pilot coming to save Leon. He fucking gets shot down, and what happens? Mike!
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't know that history. We do know this history.
Can love bloom even on the battlefield?
I don't know, but I do know the Major better than anybody else, buddy.
You ain't the Major.
but yeah.
Yeah, that's my distinction.
This fucking
up.
I was laughing my ass off.
You don't even know him.
Yeah, dude, when Gwen was like, dude, it was so fucking perfect because I was watching this because to get the last
right.
review. I'm sitting there watching it, and that dude's like, Mike! And then it goes to him, and he's like, Mike! And he's literally the most devastated of all of them. You can see it in his face. It really tears him up that Mike is dead.
For Kai, it was like a mild inconvenience.
Yep. Yeah. He's like, Kai Mike! Just has a series of mild inconveniences all day. Oh, yeah, no, don't. Don't
Dude,
go.
I was
guys,
laughing
no.
my ass off because Gwen didn't miss a moment, man. It was in the middle of his fucking scream. She goes, "You don't even know Mike." And she's 8.
No, oh, Martha.
So what are you considering the name?
Okay, to be fair, you are right. Damien looked like he was devastated.
Yeah.
Leo's like, my brother. Oh, well.
That's the perfect picture to go after that, because Leo's like, you don't even fucking know Mike, you bitch.
No, Mike.
Don't fuck
him
you.
Such an emotional fucking...
And the baby brother wants somebody's head on a platter.
Now he's fucking pissed. He's ready to throw down.
I got this sword. You killed my brother. Prepare
now,
to die.
This is where we see...
My name is Inigo Montoya.
He's ready to fight. Okay.
Sword, activate.
And the sword, because he is the Red Ranger, just like we've been theorizing forever, he activates the powers which cause the morph. The leader must have to activate the powers, and then it can go from there.
Yeah, because his sword glows now, first.
Right, and everybody else gets
them. And then finally, Damien's like, oh, I'm green, because my shit was not on earlier.
By the power of Mike's skull.
You probably figured this out by now, Bill. But my favorite character is Damien because I feel like he got boned. And
so
I feel like
it especially does, and especially in episode 11.
And I really feel like, and that's
Netflix
why
Netflix doesn't know how the fuck
in fact,
to close caption.
Damien just got boned again. Check it out. His face. Everybody
how
else
got
gets
his
a full
nose?
Body picture. Just for our show. The way that the screenshots landed, we also screwed Damien. Check it out. Just his face. Everybody else gets a full fucking costume reveal on our show.
It was like, develop character, develop
character.
You
can't help but fuck Damien.
No.
Right? Look at where his nose is. Like, the bottom of his nose is where the bottom part of the visor is. Mm-hmm. So when that visor slams shut, ow!
Bill, everybody else got that sequence because they were like, develop character, develop character, develop character, develop character. That guy.
That guy.
Yeah.
So.
We'll get to him later.
Holy shit, man.
Damien?
Damien is the Winston of the Ghostbusters. He's the Winston of the Rangers. He just shows up late to the party and then he's like, okay, well, I guess I'm here.
Yep.
Okay. I'll deal with it.
While Winston wasn't my favorite character in
as
Ghostbusters.
As long as there's steady paycheck,
Damien,
I'll believe whatever the hell you say.
That's him.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm still getting paid, right?
I'm sorry, man. Damien's my favorite character because I feel like and dude, there are episodes that I don't, okay. I will talk more about that later because I have a big problem with this show. It's only one big problem I have with the show. So far, it's been great. But I have a huge problem, and it starts happening in episode 3, and it continues.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to talk about.
But Damien, I feel like it's Bone because there's episodes, man, where they forget about him, man. There's one episode. I want to talk about it, but we're not there yet.
Right.
And it's supposed to be about him. And he's not even the fucking episode to the end.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh my God, this episode was supposed to be about you, but we got to hear these women bitch and fight.
Yep.
He's Winston. He gets left out of the video games. He's only in half the fucking movie.
Yeah, that's right. Winston got replaced with the rookie.
Yeah. He's in the Ghostbusters video game, but all the early ones on Sega Genesis, Nintendo, he's not in those games.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, I've got mad love for you, Damien. You're my favorite character in this. And that, just because you're the green, that's a bonus, because you're green, but... Oh my God, Adam was my second favorite, and he was green. Oh my God, I just love green then.
So they finally transform.
If Rocky wore green, you would hate
him. Yes!
I'd be pissed.
And then they go into battle.
Attack!
And they're, come on, let us back in. Are we back in?
This is connected.
Check the thing real quick, because there's a green square that needs to be shown.
Are we back? Are we
green
back?
Square. We're
back? I think we're back. Oh my God, this is so fucking ridiculous. I have no idea what is happening.
Upside is, it's not killing it.
Yeah, we haven't killed the stream yet, but I hate that this keeps fucking happening. So anyways, look,
war, death.
What happens here is...
So when he got a barroom brawler and he's going up against somebody who's actually trying to kill people.
He gets his ass whooped, just like every dumb motherfucking Street Fighter that ever walked in off the streets and challenged anybody in an actual martial arts studio or club or boxing club or kickboxing club or Muay Thai studio and thought they were hot shit. You know what happens to them guys? They get their fucking asses rocked.
He's the guy that gets that one hit on Bruce Lee in every Bruce Lee movie. Gets defeated.
That I was in where the guy fucking literally knocked my ass out. While I was knocked out, I still had enough presence of mind to drag him to the ground and lay on top of him and be like, "You ain't getting my fat ass off you."
I actually watch a show which is called Idiots versus Professional Fighters. And that actually happens. That happens all the time. It's really fucking good, but what it is it's these fucking street fighters, and they build these reputations on the streets, and they think there's something special, and they walk in to these martial arts studios, these fight clubs, these fucking boxing studios, and they'll challenge the coaches, and the coaches will be like, "You can fight this 14-year-old kid that I just started training fucking a month ago." And that 14-year-old kid will fucking rock those guys.
Yep.
Because he's doing real sparring with real technique and real form, and they don't even stand a chance.
Dude, bar fighting is basically flailing.
Kind of.
And you're getting lucky with the hits.
Yeah.
Because that other guy you're fighting is...
Bar fighting is also utilizing improvised weapons, like a bar stool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that guy in Anbach... And that guy in Anbach learned it the hard way when he fought Tony Jaa and he got his ass whooped.
So, okay.
Hey, look! He gets a moment.
Yes.
It's nice to have a
Everybody
moment.
Everybody does,
all get
to
a
be
moment.
Fair. And it's actually a really decent fight. It shows the Red Ranger is not yet a competent fighter, which is important because we'll actually see him train and develop as this series goes on, which is something that we don't often see.
I think
usually the leader starts out as one of the best fucking fighters. Even Andros starts out as one of the better fighters.
He is.
Even if I don't like his command style, even if I have problems with what he did in the series, he was a competent combatant.
Yes.
Leo's not, and that's interesting because it's his passion, like I've stated before. Red is the color of passion and power. He will force his way into the front.
Leo's usually dealing with goons and stuff like that, so...
Right, that's exactly the point we just made.
Yeah.
He deals with goons.
Jason would rock this guy. We've seen it. We've seen it before. When Jason was left alone on the battlefield in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers time and time again... He won those fights. He's won more single combatant fights against monsters than any other ranger that we have ever seen in Red. Ever.
Yep, because he was an actual trained fighter. Leo,
literally
comes up off the street. He, like I said...
He knows the basics of fighting.
All I ever trained in was literally backyard wrestling. I know just enough judo to throw a motherfucker. I know just enough boxing to know how to throw a punch.
But we all know...
Charging my laser.
Now,
but that's because
that's,
of the morphing
that's
grin.
The reason I actually tend to like Leo is that he's one of those guys that we will see consistently get better and better and better as
Leo,
his connection to the grid gets stronger
Leo's
and his
a,
skills develop.
Leo's a hell of a leader, too. Like, he will become a better leader mm-hmm. as the series goes on.
I will see that.
He's
as
a
goes,
hell,
I'm hoping.
He's a hell of a Red Ranger.
Right.
He really
which is.
Is
the reason why in the first episode I was bashing on him. Because he's not ready to be a fucking leader.
No,
it's
he's
not until
there
now
yet.
When it's thrust upon him and he's like, well,
in fact,
fuck, now I gotta
right
do this.
Now he owes his life and the leadership of this team to Kai.
Yep.
Kai is the one that will see trouble. Kai is the one that will pull him back. Kai is the one that will be like, fucking stop and think.
Well, and usually in ta-
quit
and,
acting.
Oh,
the
wait,
Mikey.
There was a planet turning to stone.
Maybe we should move.
Shit.
Quick, everyone back to the ship.
I'm not quite
sure. Everybody back
ship?
To running.
I'm not quite sure if our spandex is petrification proof.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Don't worry, see, I put an extra layer of Vaseline on.
Yeah, that's right there. Because he says, I'll hold them here, you guys go. And Kai is like,
no.
How about fucking no?
No,
how about that's
you?
Really
no.
fucking
we
stupid?
We already lost one guy.
Hey, listen, before your brother died and you got this suit, I probably would have just left your ass, but now we got to go.
Yeah, now we got to go. Because whatever this is, and this is interesting about Kai, this puts a little bit of idea to his character as well. He doesn't like Leo.
He doesn't.
And he won't like Leo in the next episode either. They don't just become friends. But this is bigger than him.
Yes.
And he knows this. He's watching it take place. He knows they just transformed into Power Rangers. He knows there's something bigger here than him. It's time to fucking go. And you have to be a part of that.
It's, like I said, man, in the next few episodes, you're going to be like, God, shut up, Kai. And then eventually you'll be
let
like,
let me at him.
I love
let
Kai.
Me at him. Splat.
Hey, bugs on a windshield.
Rangers! Rangers on the mega ship!
This is important.
Yep.
This is so fucking important to the theory I'm going to go into. What did Alpha say?
Rangers on the mega ship.
Then he said, what exactly followed that? The Rangers are back.
Mm-hmm.
He knows them. Not in terms of being Power Rangers. He knows them. How do I know this? Because when they introduced the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Zordon called them the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And every subsequent form that has shown up has had an introduction name.
This is the you are the Zeo Rangers. This is the Turbo Power.
They don't.
Yep.
Not at first. They give themselves a name. When they walk on the ship, Alpha calls them the Power Rangers, indicating these are the originals.
I see.
Well, the Quasar Sabers were in the 3,000... Oh, makes sense.
No.
Makes
I'll
sense.
Get into that.
They were there for 3,000 spoken and written years.
Could also,
they will later call themselves Galactic.
The Galactic Rangers, yep.
Yep.
Also, Frieza time.
Yeah.
No, I have an explanation. I have a very good, strange explanation. It's going to be the biggest theory I've ever fucking worked here.
Let's hear it.
Are we there? Because, okay, they fly away. Because it's time to GTFO.
I like how that one. Brooding. I like how that one bug guy was like, "I'll get it." Oh,
yeah,
they're really fast.
They're a little quicker than I expected them. I thought maybe my wings and all.
My wings flap really hard, but that has an engine, and I can't keep up with that.
Damn it!
And then you know, Furio's like, "You failed me." I'm like, "Bitch, you can't even fly."
Yeah, you
they're
can't,
brooding,
you can't
watching
get
the
them.
Planet turn to stone.
So the entire planet turns to stone.
Now it just looks like our moon.
Damn you, monochrome filter!
And because she has literally been fed this fucking line of destiny her whole life.
Yep.
She turns to them and gives them the whole, we've been fucking chosen.
I get to wear clothes now.
To be Power Rangers. And why does she use that term? Because she heard Alpha say it.
Yep.
It's that simple. Now, that's important. 3,000 years ago, these things just... They weren't put there. I have an interesting explanation for how that happened and how over the years people tried to get them and could not get them out of there because, of course, they weren't chosen by the Morphing Grid, yada, yada.
Right.
And then she drops her thing on them.
And like, Leo didn't pull his, so he's sad about that.
He doesn't believe that he belongs with them.
Yeah.
He believes that that should have been Mike.
Yeah.
And that goes into the next few episodes where he doesn't truly feel like he's worthy because he did not pull it out of the stone.
Right. This isn't his destiny.
Shit, he even spends his spare time fucking training.
Yeah. Because now he has to measure up to somebody he's put an unreal expectation. He believes Mike to be better than Mike even actually is.
He put Mike on such a high pedestal that Mike can't live up to that
now
expectation.
Now he's trying to get there.
But now that his brother's gone, his brother entrusted him with this power.
And Leo's trying to climb that pedestal to be where he believes Mike was.
Trying being the key word.
Leo, right. I think Leo will
but
get
that's,
there.
That's admirable in its own right. You're not going to start out at the top of the class. Oh, you have to get there.
Now,
Leo will eventually be the top of the fucking...
And let's park the megaship back here.
And like Seth said, there's no military force waiting. Like, did you just steal that shit? But Kai called it in.
Yeah.
It has to be because...
Either Kai or
because
maybe,
the door was already...
The
door was open. The door was open, ready for him.
Exactly. Kai called it in and said, this is what's going on.
But the way it's shown... It makes it look like he walks into the command center all nonchalant, like, I was here the whole time.
Exactly.
I didn't go into a foreign world and get magical powers.
Unless...
And we are...
There may be a
launch.
Fucked up explanation that's really fucked up.
What's that?
Is he in charge of security? Could he have somehow created a blind spot?
He could have.
Not worth the argument right now.
And
but
they
that's...
launch into space.
Well, I mean, they're already in space, but they're going deep space.
Yeah, right now they're in low orbit.
World.
They're in the...
And here's the ship of the bad guys.
Yep, then we're introduced to the ship of the bad guys, and we're introduced to fucking Spoopy Bug Man.
That is going
to
bother the shit out of me that I can't remember what his...
Spoopy Bug Man is fucking disgusting.
He's pretty cool.
He's cool, but he's fucking
disgusting. I think
disgusting.
That's the reason I like him, is he's the most alien thing we have had in terms of the big bad guy. Usually they're humanoid-esque things.
Until you get to SPD. And, then
and
you're
this is
see
very
a lot
much a
alien.
Frightening, tentacle-wielding, scary bug thing. Yeah, but he's still humanoid.
Yes, he is humanoid.
This is the most alien thing we've
monster.
Ever been attacked by.
Yeah, and Furio's like, I'm sorry, I failed you as your right tentacle man. Because he doesn't have hands. He's got tentacles. And there you go, that's the second episode.
So, there's only one thing left to do, and that's talk
more about Damien, because I feel like he needs some more character.
The
he needs more
talk
people
about
loving him.
Theories.
Everyone needs to love Damien.
And the theories...
Yeah, there he is. Most magnificent
deal
ranger.
Deal with this.
Most magnificent ranger that's ever fucking walked the face of any planet.
That's not Billy.
Okay.
I love Billy. I really do. But I'm always going to love that Green Ranger right there.
To end this, I am going to tell you what the Quasar Sabers are. This is my theory. This is my running theory right now that ties the entire series together.
All right.
This sword.
Sword of Darkness.
The Sword of Darkness. I looked it up.
Okay.
It says that it originally belonged to Zordon.
Okay.
When 10,000 years ago, very important.
Right.
Rita, by use of the Nasty Knight, defeated Zordon's soldiers. What are Zordon's soldiers?
The Rangers.
Power Rangers.
They're Power Rangers.
Yep.
And then presented the sword to Rita as a gift.
Okay.
I think that sword used to be tied to the Quasar Sabers.
Kind of like the sixth Quasar Saber?
Kind of like the sixth-esque Ranger.
And because thing. Every sixth Ranger is a little
reason,
different?
The reason I'm going to say that is because we don't know what this used to maybe be. Before it was corrupted.
Right. Because right now...
she had 10,000 years to corrupt it.
And right now it was called the Sword of Darkness, but it probably wasn't called that when Zordon
now
had
look,
it.
Now look, There's also something else to look into. 10,000 years ago, Zordon trapped her in
a
dumpster.
Was it called
the Quasi Sword? Dumpster.
Quasi Sword.
He trapped her in a dumpster. And he trapped her by use of this red gem.
Now I want subs. Yes?
That's what he used to trap her.
Right.
And at the same time that he trapped her, she caught him in a, quote, time warp. And we've been fighting forever as to what the fuck that is.
We haven't lost it quite yet. It hasn't popped up on your screen yet, but let's see if we...
No, it's still we're going fine. For me.
Are you good, Scott?
Yeah, it was loading on mine, so it's like, uh-oh.
Nope.
Yep.
Okay.
It's hiccuping a little bit, but we're almost done, so...
Now look, normally when evil people cast a spell, they utilize a catalyst. And if they utilize a catalyst of ranger power, we have been able to change or redirect that spell by altering the way that the power works. Okay? So, case in point, when the Green Ranger was losing his power,
mm-hmm.
How did we save him? We changed the power and gave it to Jason. That counteracted her spell. And then she didn't get the coin back. Because they said the power was going to go back to her. We changed it. So we circumvented the way her spell works.
Right.
So I submit to you that what if 10,000 years ago in the final battle between between Rita and Zordon, and the Nasty Knight and all of her people, including his people, his soldiers, they fought, and Zordon was defeated, lost his sword, and the Nasty Knight presented that sword to Rita. This is still on battlefield. When she takes it, Zordon reveals that he has a way to get rid of her, and that he came here with a trump card. If he couldn't win, he was going to trap her forever. That's the red gem. But when he uses the red gem, she uses the most powerful spell in her arsenal, a distortion of time, forcing the Rangers to live through time at rapid acceleration, which is killing them, showing them visions of future, warping their minds. Now, she curses the Quasar Rangers. The Power Rangers. Zordon knows that if you interrupt that power, that's her catalyst, that will fuck up her spell. So, he uses something that he's been holding on to. In order to fight her and avoid what is happening, he morphs into the Green Ranger. He's been holding the morpher and the coins the whole time. They're older than the powers that he has.
Okay.
Once he turns into the Green Ranger, he is no longer affected by said time warp spell. Okay? But the other Rangers are trapped. They can't escape whatever is happening.
Right.
Now, this ties his life to the Green Ranger power, which explains why he can heal the power through his own life force later on. Because once you're tied to the power, you're tied to it for fucking ever. We've also argued that the Green may have very well been what was supposed to be the leader of the Rangers, but somehow she had it. What if when he activates that red gem that pulls her in and traps her in that dumpster, is something as simple, it's very simple, but it makes a lot of sense, what if she just grabbed his belt? If the belt rips, she goes into the dumpster with the other morpher and the green coin.
And giving her time in the dumpster to corrupt it.
Giving her 10,000 years to corrupt the Sword of Darkness and figure out how to use that coin to her own advantage. While, at the same time, the Rangers that are ripping through time, in order to dissipate her spell, plunge those swords back into the stones they took them from. This causes a time shift where the swords, 7,000 years after they plug them in, just appear. And they've been on that planet now for 3,000 years. Zordon, seeing glimpses of the future, knows that he's been affected by this spell, so he has Alpha create a type of time field in those tubes, which will allow him to exist in a single time fold. Here, slowing him down so that he can exist in a single time frame. This is why they lose communication with him sometimes. Because if he zooms too far up and time starts moving differently for him, they lose communication with him. This can happen through power outs, through different surges in the morphing grid, or any other thing. And if the tube is broken, it creates the Z-wave effect because his life force has been building for over 10,000 years or more now because of that time field that he's stuck in.
And
he's being kept at this time by those things. They explain this when they introduce the Nasty Knight. And they showed us that those sabers just randomly appeared. Well, stop and think about this. If they plunge those things in 10,000 years ago, and then time zips forward because of that time displacement, and they exit 7,000 years later, not even their bones exist. So the only thing that shows up is five swords.
Okay.
Killing them immediately and wiping them. They're done. 3,000 years ago, swords appear in a stone. These people are interested. They don't know exactly what it is, but there's stories about them from even before then. Rita is trapped, and through events in the future, Zordon knows that she will eventually, by being tossed through the galaxy, taking away that he has horrible aim, she will eventually land on a moon. And he knows that that is Earth. And I'll also argue that the reason Zordon says don't escalate battles, the reason he's secretive, the reason he's shitty with our Rangers, all the shit that we've pointed out, is because he's hiding. 10,000 years ago, he lost the fucking war. He lost. He didn't win. The Rangers lost. And throughout all that time, he had to find a place to hide. A place to gather, a place to build forces, a place to get ready for the onslaught that was coming.
Wait, this kind of also ties into the Zordon in that movie, because he lost. His team lost.
He had to have. They say it in Power Rangers that the Nasty Knight defeated the Rangers 10,000 years ago.
No, I mean talking about the recent movie.
The most recent movie.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, he did lose that fight, too. He lost it all.
So Zordon knows where she is. And knows that there's this backwater planet. And knows that he's lost all the Outer Rim galaxies. So, he comes to Earth.
So where do we go? We go to Dagobah. I mean, Earth.
He comes to Earth and he hides here. He builds the command center. Well, with Alpha's help. He readies new Rangers. And he tells them, he doesn't give them all their equipment and shit. He tells them, you may not escalate a battle unless absolutely necessary. Why? Because I don't need you getting noticed. Right now, the only thing we're dealing with is Rita. And nobody even knows she's over here because she's been missing for 10,000 years.
So nobody gives a shit anymore.
So nobody gives a shit. And nobody's paying attention to Earth because they're slowly but surely taking over the galaxy and moving in on us. Mm-hmm. Now, all these bad guys are slowly moving in on the Earth, like the Machine Empire, Zed, the Empire of Evil, and all these people. They have been gathering, and they're slowly coming in on Earth. When, at the end of space, he makes this decision, break this tube. He wasn't killing himself to solve all the world's problems. When he dies, his energy only cured our galaxy. That's it. That's why bad guys exist in the other fucking galaxies, because they've been there for a long time. This dude knew what the sabers were. He came looking for the shit. He didn't know exactly where they were, but 3,000 years ago, they were deposited on this planet, and he's just now coming around to figuring out where they are. And the Z-Wave has cured our area. So for 5 years, we've been completely fucking safe. There's nothing in our galaxy. But venturing out past our galaxy,
there's some shit.
There's bad guys fucking everywhere. Because from now on, bad guys will have... Bad guys will just show up from every corner of the fucking galaxy. They're out there. All he did was secure our spot and give us a chance to build forces because the war's not over. He's been fighting a war for over 10,000 years. And 10,000 years ago, he lost that fight, which brought him to Earth, which gave him a spot to build forces to go back out and try to retake the galaxies. He didn't succeed. The same person that squandered his shit 10,000 years ago did it again.
Except this time he died.
And this time he didn't survive it. Because it all starts with Rita and then builds from there. As Rita gets noticed, here comes Zed. And now all of a sudden everybody's interested in Earth. Here's the Machine Empire. And here's Astronema. And it just slowly but surely everybody came this way. Like, what the fuck is going on over here that Rita would resurface after 10,000 years? They didn't know she was caught. Zed didn't know that she was caught. Zed just shows up like, where the fuck have you been, bitch? And now I find that you're here and you can't even take care of this situation, this backwater fucking world. There's nothing even here until he gets there. And then there's fucking Rangers and there's Zordon, something that was left behind 10,000 years ago that hasn't been dealt with or hasn't been a concern forever for any of these bad guys in the universe. Zordon lost the fight. That's what happened. That's where the Sabres came from. They were the first Rangers. That puts the Green Ranger into position. That explains why his life force is tied to the Morphing Grid. That shows why the coins and so much other shit is on Earth, and why he's so prepared when shit goes wrong. Because he's been slowly building to go back out to try to save the universe. This was his hiding spot. We got stuck in the middle of his bullshit.
Makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. Makes sense.
And it all started with them.
Well, he sure as hell didn't win, because if he would have won with his consolation prize, like, I won the fight, guys. Here's my prize. Trapping a tube. Winning is fun.
These Sabres shifted in the way that I just went can literally solve almost every problem in Rangers. It can explain Zordon's attitude. It shows why he's secretive, because he's lost. He used to tell his Rangers, this is all the shit we got. Let's use all the shit we got. Let's just fucking bring the weapons out and bring the motherfucking pain. Then he started realizing that when he makes a big fucking noise, people come to see what the fuck is going on.
Mm-hmm. And that actually would tie in even more, because I know we're not there yet, but there's a reason why later on, I'm going to start calling somebody the Punisher Ranger. Yeah, for good reason. Zordon learned from his ass. Now fuck that shit. You bide your time, you build up your weapons, and fuck them up when they come to you.
Now as soon as Zordon was gone, what happened? Andros moved out to the universe and made a big fucking noise. And what did it do? It cost him his fucking planet. Zordon was happy with hiding and building his power because he lost 10,000 years ago. And the time warp explains how these Sabres just appear appeared 3,000 years ago. But they existed, by what I'm saying, they existed 10,000 years ago when they were infected by whatever Rita did. That's my whole fucking spiel that covers all of Rangers from start to where we are now. It wraps the whole fucking lineage of Rangers and all the weird retarded shit that we haven't been able to explain in a nice pretty widow bow. And now as we go forward, I'm gonna have to try to keep that bow tied.
Good luck.
It makes a lot of sense, man.
There become some plot holes.
Yeah.
But mostly because writers don't write with science and logic
with their assholes.
Yeah.
No, they write with money.
No, they write with their assholes.
Yeah. And for anybody that's going to question
monkeys and typewriters,
this I believe, was one of the original Quasar Sabers.
Just, you know, and corrupted.
And we don't see the Ranger that came from it, because it wasn't this Green Ranger. I think that that's the reason that the other Quasar Saber that we're going to see, the sixth Ranger that shows up, he is so ridiculously different from them, because I think that that was crafted after the fact. I don't think that the Quantum...
Magna Defender.
Thank you. Yes. The Magna Defender, I don't think he was a part of the Quasar Rangers. I think that his weapon was crafted after these things disappeared, which is why he's so different than they are, because he doesn't look like he belongs with them.
No, he looks... He is completely different.
I think there's a reason. I think the reason
Kids
he looks
cool.
so different...
He's also way more armored than, the rest of them. Even with their battleizers, which we'll fucking get to. Battleizers.
I hate battleizers.
And I think the reason for that is because whatever his thing is, whatever his weird fucking Magna Defender saber that he has... I think it was crafted after them, and whatever mystical science is used, it's not the same science that built the original ones.
Yeah.
So, of course, he doesn't look like them. He was made after them through the same kind of conceptual technology.
Which would make sense, considering the fact that the original shit, like from Mighty Morphin, you had gun that could turn into a blade, and Magna Defender has a fucking long sword that turns into a fucking shotgun.
Yeah,
it does. Give him a gun!
Pretty much, yeah.
That's where I stand with my biggest fucking theory I've ever done for the show.
And your theory is probably spot on.
And to be fair, that puts us at time.
Yeah, it does. So.
So now we can go and do the stuff that we were planning on doing today.
Yep.
So, this was a pain in the dick stream. But this is the first time we haven't lost it and had multiple episodes of the same stream.
Since we've been back in the office.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's nice.
There we go.
It's nice when shit kind of works.
Food for thought.
Well, like I said, I think it also helps because I made sure that I have my phone off, Hannah's phone off. I put the switch on fucking airplane mode. I know your guys' phones are off. I made sure to yell at people being like, turn your shit off! Don't be on the Wi-Fi!
Yeah.
So, it hiccuped, but, yeah, we'll have to start doing that more.
Yep. Yeah.
Say your line, Shane.
Oh, no, hold on. The chat is going right at the moment.
Just say the
line, I am watching
Shane.
That, but I will say that if we wait completely for the chat, they'll talk us all night.
I know. Yes. We gotta go, but... All right, everybody.
What episode is next? If things work out properly, we'll be going forward in this series, because I'd like to finish the series before we move on to something else. However, that's not to say that there isn't a lot of shit waiting, because there is. There's a lot of shit waiting. We've got some 1984 shit, 1986 shit, 1988 shit waiting, 2008, 2009. We've got
some live action superheroes from our side.
Yes, there's the live-action Batgirl, Supergirl, Wonder Woman that's waiting. And then we have the Then and Now episode, which shows us the guys we grew up with then and what they look like today. And how some of them are shockingly different looking, like Andros.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't tell me he was that Red Ranger, I wouldn't recognize him at all.
Andros made the biggest change out of anybody. All the others, you can still recognize them. Like, yeah, you were Jason. You were Zach.
Yeah.
You, who are you? I was Andros.
Yeah.
No.
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 Yeah.
Don't lie to me.
So we just did
like
two...
I said earlier, fucking Super Wiki's also got, like, pretty much all of the villains for Kamen Rider.
We're not
up to the Showa era.
So we just rocked out four fucking hours
on the first
two
episodes.
To cover the pilot.
Yeah,
the rest of the episodes will go quicker.
No, yeah. Nobody else.
Probably next time we come back, we're gonna hit fucking
3 to 15.
3 to 15.
Nobody else on the internet is digging into this shit as hard as we are.
Man, no fuck.
But with that being said,
deep in this mine, it's not funny.
We'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.